Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is working to ensure that it has a safe, orderly, secure, and humane border when it comes to migration issues. We're working at this on a number of fronts, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a recent press conference. First, we have to address some of the root causes of migration, particularly from the countries in the Northern Triangle, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, said Secretary Blinken.
And that means working with those countries, working with Mexico, to, over time, deal with some of the drivers of migration, including insecurity, lack of opportunity, corruption, and other things that cause people to make that incredibly difficult decision to leave everything they know behind, to try to make a very hazardous journey and come to a place where they may or may not be welcomed or accepted.
The way to deal with this challenge is to give people hope and opportunity for a secure and prosperous future in their own countries, said Secretary Blinken. The U.S. is looking for ways to make the asylum process safe, secure, and humane. President Joe Biden is seeking to put in place the ability to once again process asylum applications in the United States. We are also looking at ways to make sure that we can look at applications for asylum in the countries that people are coming from, said Secretary Blinken. But this will take time to put in place. Until then, Secretary Blinken cautioned migrants to wait.
Now is not the time to try to come to the United States. If you're in the Migrant Protection Protocol program and you are in that process, there is now a clear process for being reviewed and being considered. But if not, this is not the time to come, not the time to make a hazardous journey, because you will not be able to come into the United States.
The United States is committed to addressing migration issues at their roots and implementing policies that are safe and humane.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Voice their aspirations for a return to democracy and take to the streets.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.